This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. A new milestone Thursday in a world struggling to fight the novel coronavirus. 12 million confirmed cases globally. That's according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. The numbers continue to climb every single day, with the United States and Brazil making up more than a third of total cases. The U.S. adding more than 60,000 new cases on Wednesday, the biggest single day number since the outbreak began. At least five U.S. states, California, Texas, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Utah, posted a record number of new cases on Wednesday. Health officials in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas are also warning that hospitals across their states have reached or are nearing full capacity in their intensive care units. Some leading U.S. Democrats are reacting negatively to a meeting between President Donald Trump and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. President López Obrador's Wednesday meeting comes close to the presidential election. He has brushed off criticism at home to push ahead with plans to meet President Trump, who is widely disliked in Mexico because of remarks he's made about its people. The meeting, which was reportedly very positive, was part of a celebration of a new North American trade deal. The two leaders did not shake hands out of caution for the coronavirus, but also did not wear masks. Mexico posted a new record of coronavirus cases in a single day with nearly 7,000 infections. Despite the soaring figures, Mexico's coronavirus czar, Hugo López-Gatell, said the pandemic was slowing. We have more coverage of their meeting on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Asian markets are on the rebound Thursday on the heels of Wall Street's strong close the day before. In futures trading, all three U.S. stock market indexes are trending negatively, despite Wednesday's big gains for the Dow Jones, which earned 177 points, and the Nasdaq, which closed up to 148 points. Australia is suspending its extradition treaty with Hong Kong in response to the new national security law imposed on the city by China. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Thursday Canberra will extend temporary visas for an additional 5 years for the 10,000 Hong Kong citizens currently studying and working in Australia. They will also be allowed to apply for permanent residency after that time. The Prime Minister also said the government will begin efforts to encourage businesses operating in Hong Kong to relocate to Australia in light of the new security law. Under the new law, anyone in Hong Kong believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, or collusion with foreign forces could be tried and face life in prison. The new law was a response to the massive and often violent pro-democracy demonstrations that engulfed the financial hub in the latter half of last year. In Bolivia, hospitals treating COVID-19 patients in the two largest cities are overwhelmed by the demand. La Paz Mayor Luis Revilla said COVID hospitals in the city are full. He's calling on another hospital to get up and running as soon as possible. One protesting nurse out of La Paz saying the hospital has been overwhelmed for several weeks. So far, Bolivia has confirmed more than 42,000 coronavirus cases and more than 1,500 deaths. Nigerian officials say domestic flights are now available for the first time since restrictions aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus began. Airports in the city, in the capital city of Abuja and in its largest city, Lagos, reopened for flights Wednesday, with more airports resuming operations within a week. No date has been announced for international flights to resume. The resumption of domestic flights to lift Africa's largest economy comes with some new protocols, including passengers getting their temperature checked and maintaining social distancing. President Trump is threatening to withhold federal money if schools don't reopen in the fall. We have that full story for you on voanews.com. Via remote,